fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th day of January. The prep tip today is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you're in charge and don't have a clue what to do, talk to the ladies. They'll be glad to give you specific details on what to get. Get those items. Get twice as much as you think they may need. If they're kept in a cool, dry place, they'll keep it indefinitely. Be great barter items in the future. The private Zoom meeting will be for LifeWave products will be at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow evening. There's a link at my website on the LifeWave panel to give you the link to be part of that Zoom meeting. It'll be a great opportunity to learn all about the LifeWave patch products that I'm using, and I want to encourage all of you to learn about these yourself. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rock Eaters on Old Route 66 in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri. He's the glue that holds everything together. Whenever a problem comes up, Brady's on it in a heartbeat. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. Well, we got some single-digit weather coming up. It's going to be cold in the factory, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Some might argue that it's already been cold, but, you know, I guess that depends on your personal tolerance, so, you know.
Well, I've known men who can tolerate 20 and 30 degree weather in a T-shirt. I'm not one of them. They tend to be pretty heavy guys, as a matter of fact. But I'm sure the men who work in the factory will dress appropriately when it's a high temperature of 7 or 8 degrees, won't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're already pretty stacking up. It's funny, Sky actually calls me the frost dwarf because of my cold tolerance, but. You know, we've got another guy that pretty much works in sleeveless shirts as long as he can, and it's really only been the past week that he's really started working in a thick flannel shirt on top of that. So,
oh my, well, good for him. There have been studies done of native Eskimos, and they're genetically better suited for cold weather than us plain old Caucasians. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they certainly are with their blood, their circulation, and their...
Yeah, I think they make some kind of protein that keeps certain molecules inside the blood from crystallizing or something weird like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, God bless them. I didn't work with Eskimo Scouts, but some of my buddies in Special Forces did, and they hold the Eskimo Scouts in very high regard as to who they are, what they're capable of doing. They're great guys, and they know their stuff. They know their stuff. If you spend time in the wilderness of Alaska in the wintertime, you damn well better know your stuff, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I can only imagine what it could be like trying to track anything through, when everything's white, the sun's all reflecting off of it, and you've got snow pretty much blinding everything else. So,
of course, Caucasians can. I have a carpenter on my premises right now working on my new studio. He spent winters in Alaska, did a cross-country walk in the dead of winter in Alaska with his girlfriend, and he knows all about sub-zero weather. I say good for him. It's not for me.
Yeah. I served with a couple of one was a white guy and one was actually an Eskimo. They were both from Alaska, and they both had some very interesting perspectives to share. So
I bet they do. Well, it's wintertime. People are heating their homes. They may be using electricity. They may be using propane, natural gas, heating oil, wood, whatever you're using, the whole goal is to stay warm and cozy. A secondary goal for many people would be to save money, wouldn't it, Brady?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was stationed in Connecticut, and, we had some people that would have like $400, $500, $600 heating bills per month up there.
And that was how many years ago?
You have to make me go and feel old again. It was right after Y2K, so
okay.
The first
around
decade.
2000 or so.
Yeah,
you pronounce Connecticut properly. I rarely hear people do that.
No, I guess I just hung out with some of the natives up there and learned how to properly nutmeg or call
it. It is Connecticut, and you're right. I usually don't pronounce it properly myself. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. If you want to stay warm and cozy this winter, you can take delivery of a Liberty rocket heater. It'll take to process the paperwork and get delivered. We're probably looking about a 2-week turnaround time for lower 48. Get it delivered, get it properly and safely installed. And depending on where you are, in what latitude, there's going to be another 2 months of winter, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you're in northern Minnesota, they'll still have snow on the ground for most of the March, won't they?
Oh yeah, I recall, I think it was last year, sometime around March or April when it first starts to really thaw out and warm up, and you start to see the green come back down here. I was just like, yay, summer's almost done. And it was like a month later, and I had somebody call us from much further north, and they was like, oh yeah, well, I'm just making my plans for, when winter ends and, we'd like to be able to get up on the roof and check things out, and it was one of those things that I was just like, wait, winter's not done yet. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, it's normally lasts till April to May here. And I was just like, okay, well.
Oh, yeah, serious winter. I was shocked the first time I drove north on Interstate 55 towards Chicago. And started seeing snow fences, and then a bit farther north, gates to keep people from getting on the interstate highway, and other gates to force people off the interstate highway. Mm-hmm. I didn't know such things even existed, but they do, don't they, Brady?
I haven't seen any, but,
Well, they do. I assure you that they do. They're very real.
We just had monster snow pile in the parking lots and where the plows left it would be spring and greenery is coming back, and you would still have quite a anywhere from 3 to 6 feet tall piles of snow still shoveled up someplace. So
well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to stay warm and cozy and save money, there's details at my website at thelibertyman.com of the Liberator rocket heater. This is a wood-burning stove that you have your choice. It's the only one we're aware of, that you have a choice of burning either regular firewood, which could, by the way, also be pine or cedar, softwood, or wood pellets. It's your choice. And it's people don't know there's such a thing as a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, but that's exactly what we have, a wood-burning stove with no smoke, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those things. And, I mean, you know, you are seeing some other, you know, stuff start to pop up now that utilizes some more interesting methods of you know, heating, but we're still the only one. You know, I was just checking the EPA website yesterday, and we're still up at the top. We're still you know, pretty much the only one that offers what we offer, which is the ability to switch back and forth between, you know, pellets and wood. We're still one of the only pellet heaters out there that can, you know, burn pellets without having to, you know, require an electrical outlet, which is, to me, it just doesn't really make sense why you're going to try to, you know, run into...
Well, for our listeners, you're right. And for our listeners, that's peace of mind, because we have a lot of listeners who are off-grid completely, mm-hmm. listeners who are on the grid but have a off-grid lifestyle. You know, listeners who want to make sure that if the electric goes off, they're still warm and cozy, like I will be at my place. The power goes out, it's no change whatsoever in my home being warm. That's some real peace of mind, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. It's what we really built the rocket heater for is, you know, we didn't want to, you know, have to rely on, you know, using electricity to make heat. Because, you know, sure, you can have the electricity like all the cheap little, you know, room heaters you buy from Walmart or wherever, but the you know, the wood pellets themselves, like, you still have to have them plugged in, and some of them can still draw quite a load, which, you know, if you don't have, you know, if you're running on reduced power or something like that, you may not have that power to spare. So, you know, we were like, you know, you shouldn't need anything to burn other than, you know, a match. So,
well, I have enough firewood and dry storage in my carport to get me through most of the winter on one hand. On the other, the wood pellets are oh so handy. One bag, one 40-pound bag lasts 24 hours. This is my second full winter of using the wood pellets. And the burn chamber is about the size of maybe six packs of cigarettes. I was shocked to see how small the burn chamber is, but that's the exact size it needs to be, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, it's 4 inches by 6 inches. And, you know, we've also had customers calling up asking us to, you know, oh, you're going to make something smaller so I can throw something in my RV. And it's just like it's already 4 inches by 6 inches. We cannot, physics, we can't go any smaller without, you know, essentially reducing it to the point where there's no longer enough heat stored in the burn chamber to keep the fire going. You know, it's like trying to start a fire inside of a, you know, like a poster tube, you know, like a little mailing stuff. You just don't have enough stuff to sort of make it go.
Absolutely. Well, there's other features of the Liberator rocket heater. The 16-inch round diameter, flat surface to heat water, make coffee or tea, cook a meal. That's an extra bonus, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, you know, the people who are familiar with winter know that, you know, a lot of times the humidity just drops and plummets to nothing. You know, and having, you know, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book is, you know, throw a pot of water on top and, you increase the apparent humidity in the air, which increases how warm it feels in the air. And, you know, it also apparently does something to help out your skin as well. So
absolutely
from cracking and blistering.
Right. Dry skin in the wintertime is a common thing people have to deal with, and you know, it's real easy to solve that. Just put a pan of water on top of the Liberator, and you get that nice humidity into the air, don't you?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the standard color is a satin black. That's what my Liberator is. But tell us about the optional three colors, if you would, please.
Well, we're basically we've got Mojave Red and Forest Green. And, you know, it's what we've been doing. You know, we used to offer another color, but we pulled it off the shelf because we weren't able to get the satisfactory results that we were, you know, expecting out of the product. So we pulled it, and now we just offer the black and the red and the green. And we also do some special custom colors for, you know, people who want something to match. You know, if we can, we'll get it as close as we can. But you know, we are limited in our product selection because the technical coatings that we use are really geared to handle upwards of 12 to 1300 degrees Fahrenheit. So,
well, at some point, these are called coatings and not paint, because paint in the normal sense of the word doesn't even apply to these coatings, does it?
No, it absolutely does not. You know, it just doesn't last. And, you know, we'll still have some interactions with some customers that, you know, run their stuff too hot. And it's pretty easy to see, because the coating will wear off. And, you know.
Well, if you place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com, I process it. I get the paperwork over to the factory. You know, once they're done processing paperwork, they will have the carrier make arrangements for a delivery where somebody has to be at the residence for the delivery, don't they?
Yeah. It's somebody over the age of 18 has to be there, has to sign for it and show that it was delivered and that it was, in fact, what you're expecting. We also do this because due to the, you know, the mercantile laws on the books regarding shipping, you know, you only have 24 hours to make a claim if something is not like you are. You know, if we send out a new heater and somebody drops it along the way, you know, you really only have that brief little window to do that. So we try to make sure, you know, for everybody's protection, make sure you're getting what you wanted, and, you know, make sure that, you know, everything's happy. If you've got any questions or whatever, there's enough time, you know, within that window to sort of reach out and we'll get something figured out. And but yeah, it's we also set up for the lift gates, you know, and we pretty much take care of all the fees. So the price is what is advertised, right? You know, it including all the shipping. So,
well, the Liberated Rocket was shipped in a custom built wood crate. Not a fragile cardboard one, but custom wood crate that, as a consequence, we rarely have any damage, don't we?
Yeah, it's been easily a year or two since we've had anything significant like that happen. So.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Everything we do it right, don't we?
We do our best to make sure that it's right one way or the other, so yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is your opportunity. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Go to my website, look at the photographs of the Liberated Rocket Heater. Go ahead and place your order. Get that process going so we can process the order, contact the trucking company, and get it delivered. Our goal is to have as many Americans as possible be independent when it comes to heating their homes, isn't it, Brady?
Yes, that's why we call ourselves liberators. Liberate people from the, you know, the systems that are used to sort of bind them down and keep them from, you know, doing what they might perhaps need to do as a citizen, if one pays any attention to the news these days.
Right. Well, the news is pretty scary. We don't need to get too deep into the news, but between the economy, the threat of war, the social discord that's going on. A major film coming out in April, the title of which is Civil War. A lot of things going on that our listeners can't have any control over, but they can control over, get control over keeping being independent when it comes to heat. You can actually go out in the yard and use twigs and sticks to heat your home with, can't you?
Yeah. You know, so the average, based on people who have used their stuff, the average heater only goes through a ton or two of wood per year.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Visiting with Brady, the production engineer over at Liberated Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We're building the highest quality wood-burning stoves that you can get your hands on at a very reasonable price. Our stoves are priced substantially less than the competition, plus they need no electricity and have no electronics. Right, Brady?
That is the best of what I can say. I was just looking at a... some newer competitor's product the other day, and they're despite being incredibly smaller than ours, and heating quite a bit less, they were looking out at something like $4,000 or $5,000, not even the full install.
So for a smaller stove that won't heat up as many square feet, does it take electricity also? Do you know?
Don't think it did, but
okay. Well, regardless, you're not getting very much bang for your buck compared to Liberator, aren't you?
No, not if that's the competition. No,
not at all. Well, our stove is cutting edge technology. As opposed to 2 years ago, this time we have stoves in stock ready for immediate shipment. 2 years ago, this time people were looking at up to a 6-month wait, weren't they?
Yeah, thereabouts. You know, was getting the new factory into swing, getting people hired, people trained up, and so on and so forth.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge. And our new factory is new to us. It was built in 1952. It was a BSU factory. You know, it has the proper equipment, the trained men, the all-American steel to make these. So we have all-American steel and all-American workers, don't we?
Mm-hmm. And all-American wood. You know, it's farmed and milled, you know, just down the row, less than an hour's drive from us.
Absolutely. Well, the timber and lumber industry is real big in Missouri, isn't it?
If you're a winemaker, apparently, but it's a little bit too slow and too dense for what most other people are looking for, apparently.
Well, yeah, there's lots of products made from the wood, but that aside for a moment, if you want to save money and stay warm and be completely independent of the power grid, this is really the best way to go, isn't it?
That is exactly what I believe, and it's exactly what I've told, you know, countless other people. You know, anytime they call in, you know, I'll hear them out, you know, whatever, you know, they're looking for. But generally speaking, you know, and I've even turned some people away that are looking for something that isn't us. I'll still try to sell them on us, but you know, there are some people that, you know, just aren't a good fit. There's a gal from California that, well, frankly, she had, you know, been consulting too much with her interior designer and then taking those conclusions and then handing them to her architect. And, you know, she decided she wanted a wood heater and came in and said, this is where my heater's going to go. But she didn't come out and just, you know, point blank say it. Hey, this is what I want. Will it fit? Uh-huh. She came out and said, you know, I need a heater. Will yours, you know, heat my home? And I'm like, there's no wood heater you can get that will fit inside a 2 foot square place, especially when you've got a couch parked up, you know, 8 inches away from it. That's just not
going to
happen.
No.
Like, so I did discourage her from purchasing a heater because I just don't want to deal with that kind of liability. But, you know, California. No.
Well, it's California. It's a whole different ball game out there in terms of people's thoughts and beliefs and what they do. Well, we'll leave the Californians to the California. And in the meantime, we have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you want a custom color, that may take a little bit longer, but the satin black is ready to go, isn't it?
Yep. We've got a number of them in stock. We recently finished another batch of those. You know, we've still got some of our other colors. We've got a couple of heaters for the red and the green. And, yeah, we are, you know, standing by, just getting them out almost as fast as we're getting them in. So
we have a red and a green one ready to ship also?
I do believe that is where we're standing.
That's great. That's great. Because we don't do that many in color because there's not that much demand, but it's good to know that they're in stock also, mm-hmm. The red and the green. And if you want a blue one, it'll take a while to get that done. Any final word here before we wrap this up, Brady?
You know, if you want to win the lottery and buy us a new roof, we'd be more than happy to take it. But
Well, I'll check my Powerball ticket and let you know.
All right.
Thank you, Brady. Have a great day and rest of the week. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, John.
Okay. All right. We have a private Zoom meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. The link is already posted at my website with the LifeWave panel. You want to understand, get educated, find out about the LifeWave products, these patches. I use them. I've got two of them on my left knee as we speak, and they're great. Here's our 5 minute break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 11th day of January. Still waiting for Tom Berryhill to call in. When he does, we'll bring him on board and get updates with manufacturing the energy cleaner. I've been working with Tom for about 13 years now to sell about 500 units a year all over the planet. We joke about whether there are or are not any in the Antarctic. We speculate there probably are, but we don't know that for a fact. The private Zoom meeting for the LifeWave patches will be at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Central. The link is now posted in the LifeWave panel at thelibertyman.com. Tom Berryhill is a brilliant gentleman. He has a lot of skills, and he applies some of those skills to manufacturing the energy cleaner. He's a friend. I've known Tom since 1996 when I ran for Congress. And Tom is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we got single digits for highs coming up in a couple of days, don't we?
Going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's winter time, and we get these cold snaps, and we'll deal with it. In the meantime, you've been manufacturing the energy cleaners. I think you start your 23rd year this spring, don't you?
Started March of 2000, and this March it will be 24 years.
Start 24th year this March. My goodness.
Yes.
Sounds like you might make a career of it. We like to start these conversations we have every week with our disclaimer. If you'd like to go ahead and do that, please do that, sir.
Sure, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well said. Well, this is radio. We have new listeners every week. People don't have a clue what the energy cleaner is, barely know who I am, and don't have a clue who Tom Berryhill is. So we start with what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. No, not even close. It is not a Rife frequency generator. Nope, it's not that. So that's what it's not. Here's what it is. It's a electronic healing device about the size of a cigar box. No gauges, no dial, simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to one of the mattress pads that I offer for sale, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. It's powered by 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell flashlight batteries. Doesn't plug into the wall, so it can't hurt you. And what it does is put out a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, revitalizing and rejuvenating sluggish cells, doesn't it, Tom?
It's exactly what it does, yes. And when you flush the toxins out of each cell, your body can heal itself and regenerate that affected area. So getting the toxins out is the most important thing. And we live in such a toxic environment these days, John. The energy cleaner will really help regards to flushing that out of your cells.
Yeah, I sell about 500 a year, about 1 in 100, about 1%. They will get what's called a Herxheimer's effect. That's when you're so toxic with chemicals and heavy metals that your body is detoxing so fast you have flu-like symptoms. Now, when this happens and the people talk to me, what I have them do is the following. Remove 6 of the batteries, leaving 3 batteries in there. That reduces the power of the energy cleaner by 2/3. And then use it for a month. At the end of the month, put back 3 more batteries, go for another month, and put back the final 3 batteries. Sometimes you need to slow down that detox, don't you, Tom?
That's exactly right. It happens too fast. Now, that's a rare event, things like that, but most people can just use it as it is. But in the event that it's too much too quick, that's what they can do, remove most of the batteries and just run one row at a time and then build back up to the entire bank of batteries.
The wife of a friend of mine, she was so ill, she could come to work to help with the family business paperwork maybe one day a week, maybe half a day a week. And I said to my friend, well, let's try the energy cleaner. And she did. She was detoxing too fast. We had to take out 6 batteries. So we took out the 6 and went 30 days, put in 3 more, and 30 days later put in the final 3. And after about a month, after about the 4th or 5th month, she was feeling really great, was going to work every day. And a couple of months after that, she was really feeling so frisky that she filed for divorce and left him and went on with her life. My friend has since remarried, but there sometimes can be unintended consequences with a person healing, can't there, Tom?
I suppose that could happen.
Now, we have Valentine's Day coming up, and one of the extra features of the energy cleaner is, ladies, listen carefully, ladies, your husband or boyfriend will have an enhanced libido. And we do see increased sales around every Valentine's Day for that reason, don't we, Tom?
It seems to happen, yes. And that's the reports that we hear back from people.
Doug Hagman has one, and he reports an increased libido on his end. And that's a bonus. It's an unexpected bonus, but with the two things we usually focus on as far as what the energy cleaner can do is helping people with sleep issues, helping people with pain issues, which between the two, we're looking at almost half the adults in this country, aren't we, Tom?
Yes, and you just look around, John, when you're out in public. I say this all the time, that you don't have to look real hard to find somebody who needs help with just their mobility. And just go to the nearest store and watch people using the shopping carts just to hold themselves up. I saw that very thing just yesterday. And
yep,
the people can hardly walk. They're having so many pain issues and so on. The energy cleaner can really help some of these people.
Absolutely, but it can't help unless you use it. A very dear friend of mine, he's a former Marine, member of my American Legion post. He was in that shape. When I watched him pushing the shopping cart was literally holding him up. He could not hold himself up. And each step was painful. I offered energy cleaner to him. He didn't want to use it, so he didn't. And maybe a year or so later, he passed on. But we hear all the time about what the from people who were procrastinating. They may procrastinate for a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, maybe half a year, or even a year or more. They get the energy cleaner and they regret all that life they lost, don't they, Tom?
It happens all the time. They wish they hadn't waited so long.
Well, once that life is that time is gone, it can't be recovered. It's been about 13 years ago that I got an energy cleaner from my friend Tim Spencer. And he gave us weekly updates for about a year where he went from being ready to check himself into the General Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. He had been most of his adult life. He was injured twice when he was Navy submarines. Most of his adult life, he had used every 30 days a different strong painkiller. And they kept rotating him so he wouldn't get addicted for most of his adult life. And during that year, we got his weekly reports where he incrementally cut down the pain meds to the point where he was no longer taking prescription pain meds, to the point where he was riding his ponies. A Native American, he loved to ride his ponies, using the chainsaw again, and even climbing radio towers. It was quite a journey, wasn't it, Tom?
It was, yes. And I remember Tim telling us about how they would rotate his pain medications. He was on such strong pain medication that he could get addicted to the type he was taking, so they had to change that medication once a month. And he got down to the point where he was taking no pain meds at all.
Absolutely. And it was phenomenal. It really was. He got his life back. He had an exceptional quality of life for a couple of years. There was other issues that came up that the energy cleaner couldn't take care of. He and his family were so grateful for those extra couple of years that he otherwise never would have gotten. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. It was amazing, some of the healing and the help that Tim did get by using that energy cleaner.
I know one time he did a family vacation in Florida, and he forgot to pack the energy cleaner. He called me up about the third day out, and he says, John, I forgot the energy cleaner. I really miss the energy cleaner. We've had that happen a number of times where people will forget to take it on a trip, and they get reminded real quick about the value of the energy cleaner, don't they?
And that happens. That's exactly what happens. We've heard many cases of that.
We have. And when you go to my website, you'll go to the energy cleaner panel. You can read up on how the energy cleaner came to be. You can read the excellent testimonials by people like my friend Steve Whitman. Steve was injured in a construction accident so bad he could barely crawl out of the hole he was repairing for waste treatment. And his buddy said, "Why don't you try John Moore's engine cleaner? It can't hurt." So that was in the summertime, and he tried it. He not only recovered back to where he was before the injury, he recovered a back injury that had been hurting him for more than 20 years. And he started lifting weights again, something he hadn't done for more than 20 years. Only a few weeks later, he was doing some cleanup work at his fish camp in the beautiful woods of Maine when he was shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the chest, one bullet missing his heart by half an inch. And he gave me, myself, and the energy cleaner credit for giving him the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe where he was sitting when he was shot and avoid the fourth and final kill shot. He went, skipping forward, the surgeon who did the surgery on him, when he came back for a checkup about 4 weeks later, was so shocked at his quick improvement and recovery that the surgeon called in witnesses to document his quick recovery, didn't she, Tom?
Yes, that happened, and everybody that had attended to Steve's injuries were just totally amazed at how fast he did heal. In fact, he healed too fast. John, if you remember, he told us how the gunshot wounds have to heal from the inside out, and they had, right. They had healed so quickly that they had to actually cut them back open to let the drainage continue. So healing was rapid.
Yeah, well, that's an unusual thing is to have healing is too fast, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, yes. It's been used several times. People have used the energy cleaner to heal broken bones, and they heal very quickly. I mean, really fast. Using that technology.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tom and I, you may be thinking, oh, this can't possibly be true. It would be on the front page of New York Times if it was true. Well, the energy cleaner poses a threat to modern medicine and pharmacies. That's why it's not on the front page of New York Times. But listen carefully. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. It's for me to you personally. It doesn't involve Tom. And I get back about 1.25%, which is less than 1% of my sales. And I refund the money instantly, $285, so they're not out that money. And I always wonder, and I like to talk about the one energy cleaner that was returned by a customer. It had been in the mail for 6 or 7 days. I opened the box, and stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. The energy cleaner can't fix stupid, can it, Tom?
Cannot fix stupid. You have to clean up your diet. Stop some of these terrible habits, cigarette smoke, excessive alcohol. You get those things out of your life, out of your diet, and use the energy cleaner technology. You will really make your health a lot better than it was. But you've got to get the bad stuff out of there first.
Yeah, that's right. That means cleaning up your diet, taking advice from a healthcare professional who understands proper nutrition. And it's not optional. Cut out the tobacco, cut out the processed foods, cut out the diet soda. All those things will lead to a better life, and for the people who choose to do that, won't it?
That's true. Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Well, just do it. As the old saying goes, just do it, and you'll be very glad you did. A lot of times I have a shortage of mattress pads or energy cleaners or both, but right for the time being, everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. So if you place your order today, I'll get it boxed up. It'll probably go out in a postal service tomorrow. If you place your order Saturday, it'll go out Monday. But I get these things in the postal service as quick as I can, Tom, and they go all over the planet, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. They go out the door, and they're on their way pretty quick. They're in use all over the world.
They are. Well, we like to joke about whether there's any at the Antarctic or not. I don't know that, whether there is or not, but I speculate there probably is. What do you think?
Possibly. A lot of people working there, and maybe somebody brought one along with them in their luggage. It's hard to say. They have been used on cruise ships. I know that for a fact. And some people went on a cruise ship and did their own little seminar type of situation, and they showed other people on the ship how it worked, and it was very well received.
Absolutely, as well as should be. We got our last break coming up. Looks like we have a caller here. We got James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. I wanted to ask a question about the energy cleaner. I have two of them, his and hers, and it has been basically another arrow in the quiver for us. We have numerous health problems, and it has helped us out along with some
other things. Hold on. We'll get to your question after the break, James. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Victim. EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
James, with your question, please.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. I've used a lot of therapies along with the energy cleaner. And you still there?
Go ahead. We're listening.
Okay. I was wondering, I know with some technologies, if you converge them, they multiply the effects. And having two energy cleaners, how would it do if you had one as a regular mattress pad and you had the other one on top as a blanket and you had those two energy cleaners with the fields converging? Would you get any more benefit out of that, or would it just be, you know, overkill?
They may cancel out. And the best way to do that is to put the pad you're laying on and then the blanket that you want to put over you, connect them to the same energy cleaner instrument. Don't use two separate machines. You can do that. You can connect two pads to one machine, and it's done quite often.
Okay. Would you need some sort of like a Y cable to I mean, at some point, yeah, it's got to split.
Yeah, something like that, or just connect all the wires together and clip onto it. There is a cable supply with each unit that would allow you to easily do that. Just connect both pads together, blanket and pad, two pads, two blankets, however you want to do it, and just connect them all together. Everything has to just connect to that one wire that plugs into the machine.
Okay, so the two, to get the way I said it to start with, would possibly cancel out, and it may even maybe cause some harm or just no benefit at all.
It wouldn't cause any harm to the person using it. It wouldn't harm the energy cleaner instrument itself, but the fields, the electrostatic fields, if they could cancel out, because they would be possibly out of phase with each other, unless you've got both instruments to fire off at the same time. In other words, if they were both blinking red, that might work okay. It's just not worth the effort to set it up that way. You save a lot of money by just using the one instrument. It's really that simple.
Okay. Another question. I know John has mentioned using his on the highway, using it as a seat cover. How well does that engine cleaner hold up as far as, you know, the bouncing potholes? You know, is there anything that can come loose in there, like a motherboard, circuit card, or anything like that?
No, everything is secured in there, and I tell everybody the same thing. If the light's blinking, it's working. I would drop it out of the car onto the pavement or drive over it. That might harm you.
No.
But you, potholes, chuck holes, bouncing around down even country roads, gravel roads, you're not going to hurt it.
Absolutely. James, okay. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Tom, we'll see you back next Thursday. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy cleaners, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Texas, and God bless the United States of America.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.